Yes, it is. There's no din I know. So that's the price what you paid for it. What's going to be now? Zovenle Geruya Darya. You bought a piece of property. Geruya is a measurement. A piece of property. B'mitsoye nichse. In the middle of somebody's property. You bought a property. Rashi says, Shel moicher sodas ha-moicher makif aslamikotad. Like Reuven owns a lot of property, and Reuven sold you one of his middle fields. He sold you a middle property. Now, Chazina, let's see. If it's from the best, or it's from the worst, then it's called a good sale. But she says, it's like a good property by itself. It's the best of the best, or it's the worst of the worst. That means it's like good property by itself. Therefore, the sale is a good sale. And Rashi says, that the other people, the neighbors, can't stop the sale. Because the one that sold it, he owns the property all around it. So therefore, the other neighbors, hefsik between this middle property and the outer properties. Therefore, the outer neighbors can't stop the sale. Zvini. But what's going to be though? Viloi, but let's say this middle field is nothing special, it's not from the best, it's not from the worst. It's a normal piece of field. And so, irume kamarim, the pshat is then, you're only making a trick. In other words, really, all you're buying is just a piece of property off this man. And you knew if you bought an end property, you won't be able to, because then the neighbors have a right to ask for it first. That's the halacha. Whenever you sell property, the neighbors have a right to buy it first. Because to them it means much more to have two properties next to another. See, how did you get around this? You told the guy, don't sell me the end of your field, because then the neighbors have a right to it. Instead, sell me a middle field. So that's a harama. That's like you yourself went around the halacha. Therefore, we stop you and say nothing doing. The neighbors have a right to stop you. Right. Matone, let's pay mishum dinu d'va mitzra. Let's say you're not selling your property. You're giving it away to a present to somebody. Then the neighbors can't stop you. No, you're not selling it. You'll give for a present. Give it to whoever you want to. Omer ameimar, ikosav le'achrayis, ispei mishum dinu d'va mitzra. But let's say you wrote an achrayis on this matona. Rashi, ikosav le'achrayis, tevadai mechru, shen kosav le'achrayis ala matona. Like if you give it away and you write an achrayis means if anything happens to that field, I'll pay you back. You should know it's not a real present, but there's some type of a sale going on. Therefore, it's permission dinu d'va mitzra. Therefore, the neighbors have a right to stop that sale. What's going to be mochar kol nechosov liyechot? Let's say you sell all your property to one person. Rashi says v'chol mokem shein zu b'mizrach v'zu b'mariv v'yotze mitzrana achas mihem v'yiru. Let's say Reuven owned a lot of property. He owned on the east, he owned on the west, different property. And he sold all his property to one person. And now, one of the neighbors comes and complains. The locher is, lespo mishum din d'va mitzra. They have no right to stop him. Rashi says, le tiknu chachomim lukuchas l'stalik lasa sayosh retoib l'vala meitzer shu ra l'moicher shezel l'yikna ashar. In other words, like you're saying, it's a good deal. This moicher now wants to sell all his property. So he has somebody that wants to buy all of it. Now, one neighbor says, I want to buy this one field. You have no right to stop it, because you only want to take this one field, whereas this other person is buying all my property. So that you have no right to stop me. That's not called Asisa Vayosha. I'll lose that otherwise. So I have a right to sell it to this one person. Let's say you first bought this field off Reuven, and now 10 years later you want to sell it, and you want to sell it back to Reuven. So even though you have neighbors around you, the neighbors can't stop you from selling it back to the original owner. Or since he once owned it himself, you have a right to sell it back to him. There's such an thing like that also. You'd like to go back to the old property. So therefore, to sell it back to that person, you have a right to. Zovan meyakim, what's going to be if you bought property off a goy? Zovan liyakim, or else you sold your property to a goy, left them mishon dinu d'amitzra. The neighbors can't stop you. You have a right to sell or to buy to a goy. Now, zovan meyakim, if you bought it off a goy, listen, no neighbors could stop you. You have a right to tell the neighbors, listen, I helped you out. I bought this field off a guy, like I took the lion away from you. That most probably it's not good to live near a guy. So if a Jew bought the property, so he's doing you guys a favor, so you can't stop him. Zovin liyakim, what's going to be if you sold your property to a guy? So where's the kasha? Akum vadai lav bar v'yosisa yoshiva teifu. The pshat is that a guy, if you sold it to a guy, so there's no halacha of a situation of Yashahu. So Rashi explains like this. Rashi says, if you sell to a goy, now there's no Yosisa. Rashi says, V'yein lonu loymer al dina d'va mitzro, v'yosisa yosho v'yatoiv. When is there such a locha that if you want to sell your property, that the neighbors have a right to buy it, you don't have a right to sell to somebody else? When you're selling it to somebody, that the moicha, the one interesant, the one that's selling it, really has a right to say to the one that wants to buy it now, what are you doing buying it? That if you want to, I won't sell it to you, but let me stay by me and let me give it over to my neighbors. In other words, the lakeach, the one that's buying it, has to agree to this deal. So therefore also, like to the guy now that's buying it, he's not a barber, he's a Yashav Yatoiv. Therefore, if you're selling it to the guy, we don't have any time to the guy, you shouldn't buy it right now. Therefore, to the guy, you have a right to sell it. So Mar says, Shemutai Vadim Shamtinalei. You should know, really, we have a right to put you into Shamtai, but put you into a Nidui, to the one that sells it to a guy. Until you accept upon yourself that you'll pay for any damage that comes about since the guy has it. Like when you have a guy, he could break your windows, he could do damage. So the Jew that's selling it to the guy has to accept upon himself that if the guy does damage to the other people, he'll pay for it. And then we take you out of the nidui. Now, mashkanta, let's pay mishum dinat va mitzra. Let's say you have a mashkin. Rashi says, "Imochro lemi shemashkenes loy." Like, let's say you lent money to somebody. That loyva gave you a mashkin, so you have the field b'teras mashkin. Now he wants to sell the field; he has the right to sell it to you, because since you're holding a b'teras mashkin, and the neighbors can't stop that sale, because since you have it for a mashkin already, it's like you're there already. So now, when you're buying it off the loyva, the neighbors can't stop it. The Yomar of Ashi. Omruli Saba de Mosa Masia, the older person from Masia told me, my mashkanta, you know what this lashon of a mashkin, of a pledge is, to Shuna Gabe, that the malva is living in that field. So when the loiva gave his field to the malva to hold on to a guarantee, it's considered like the malva is living there already. So now later when the loiva wants to sell that field, he has a right to sell it back to the malva. And the neighbors can say, you sold it to somebody else, sell it to us better. No, it's considered like the malva is living there in the field already. So since the malva mashkins means shchuna gavei, the malva is living in there, he has a right to keep it. So Mara says, my mashkanta shchuna gavei, my nafkamino dinu d'va mitzra, like we just said now, that if the malva wants to buy the field, he has a right to buy it, and the neighbors can't stop it, because he's there already. Limcha barochoik v'ligo b'korov. Let's say you want to sell your field that's far away from you, because you want to buy your field closer to you. Reels Barat, you want to sell a bad field, Filigo be offered to buy back a good field. So let's pay Mishum Dinu D'Va Mitzra. Then there's no time of Dinu D'Va Mitzra. Rashi says, Ima Moicher Zeh, Moicher Mefnei, Shi Rochoike Mimenu. The Moicher wants to sell his property because it's very far from him, and he'd rather buy a property closer to him. If so, ain't din mishum diva mitzvah. The fi shein lana lahaf said moicha mishum toiv yosha to mosron. Tika shem sholein ulasa is toiv lazer, karlein ulasa is toiv lazer. And Rashi explains like, if we're going to push him off, you want to sell your property far away because you have a good deal to buy property right next to you. Now if we're going to tell you that you can't sell that far away property to anybody, only to the neighbors, it's going to take extra time. Maybe by the time they'll buy it, you lose out the deal to buy the property next to you. Therefore, since you want to use that money to buy back property next to you, we'll let you do the deal as soon as possible. Therefore, you have a right to sell your faraway property, even not to the neighbors there, even to somebody else. And the same thing, if you want to sell a bad field in order to buy back a good field also, you're doing this for your own gain, and you have a good deal right now. So therefore, you have a right to sell it to anybody. We can't stop you. Lekargo, let's say you're selling your property because you need money to pay taxes. Ulamazoini, you need money to feed yourself. Ulakfura, you need money to pay the Chevra Kadisha. Basically, before you died, Mustama, the guy wants to pay his bill before he dies. Or else, Rachmanis, maybe his Mishpacha died, maybe his father died, and he has to pay the bill. So the kids say, he needs money now to pay the bill to the Chevra Kadisha. Less than Mishun Dinu D'Va Mitzra. Then you have to sell your property, now you need money fast. When you need money fast, whoever buys it, you have a right to sell it to him. You don't have to handle now, the neighbors want it, they don't want it, that will slow up the process. You have a right to sell it fast and get your best price, so you don't have to worry about the neighbors. The Amri Nadoi says, Lekarga, if somebody's selling his property because he needs money to pay his taxes, Lemazon, he needs the money to feed his chayes, to feed his wife, his children. Ulekfura, he needs the money to pay the chevra kedisha for the burial. Is mizavnina and v'leach rasta. He even has a right. The bezdin has a right to sell his property without first making achrosa. Achrosa is like we appraise it. Like first we announce it. Who wants to buy this field? And we wait like 30 days till we see the best price. It takes a while till we sell it. Here, where the guy needs the money right away, we don't do that. 1, 2, 3. Whoever wants to buy it, sell it. Leisha or leyasmi. Let's say you want to sell a property. You want to marry your wife, and she wants a lot of money. So you have to sell your property to marry her. Also liyasmi. You have yisem. You want to feed yisemim. You want to, or at least or liyasmi. I think the yisemim need money, so you want to sell their property for them. Or the shutfei. Else you want to sell for shutfis. And you want to sell for shutfis. I mean, you want to sell to go into shutfis. So again, you need the money first. Therefore, less by mishum din deva mitzvah. Then again, there's no issa. No matter who you sell to, it's okay, because you need the money first for shutfis or for isha or for yisemim. Now, shcheinei yir or shcheinei sada. You have a question. You have shcheinim. Who comes first? Who do you sell to? You want to sell your property, and you have neighbors living in the city, and you have neighbors living in the field. So Rashi said, halacha is shcheinei yir kaidmim. The people living in the city, they come first. So Rashi says, nir benai delav bedina deva mitzrayim. We're not talking about the halacha of neighbors. And we're giving you an eitzah though. Who is it better to sell to? If you have a field, is it better to sell to people in the city or people living out in the fields? So it's an eitzah taiva to sell to people living in the fields. Weiter. Weiter, I know they'll take better care, or they'll pay you for it better, they'll have more money to pay you for it. Sell it to the people in the city. Shochin v'tamachochon. Tamachochon kaidim. If you have two people to buy a field, either a neighbor or tamachochon, you're better off selling it to a tamachochon. Korer v'tamachochon, a mishpacha, or a tamachochon, tamachochon kaidim. Again, you're better off selling your field to a tamachochon. He'll give you chayis, he'll be honest with you, he'll take good care of it. You're better off selling it to a tamachochon. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Shochin, you have a neighbor that wants to buy it, v'korer, and you have one of the mishpacha wants to buy it, a relative. Who comes first? Mai. Toshima, the pasuk says, Toiv shochin kariv meyach rochik. Sometimes a good neighbor is better than a faraway brother. So you can sell it to the neighbor before the mishpacha. Hani zuzi tovi v'ani zuzi tekuli. One person gives you good money, and one person gives you money that weighs more. Zuzi tekuli means the thicker money. So let's pay mishum din deva mitzvah. Again, in such a case, there's no issa din deva mitzvah. Like, go after the better price. Like, if somebody's going to give you the better type of money, you have right to take it from him, and don't worry about the neighbors. Hani tsari, vahani shari, these guys have the money tied up, these guys have the money open, less than mishum din deva mitzvah. Again, the one that gives you the money right now that's open to be used, that's the one you can sell to. Omar, let's say the neighbors say, Ezel v'atrach v'esi, I don't have money now to buy it, but let me go out and buy it, I'll take a job now to try and get money to buy it. You don't have to wait until he comes back with the money. Maybe he'll never come back with the money. Omar, what's going to be if the neighbor says, listen, Ezel, I see Zuzi. Wait, I'm going out to get the money. I'm going to take it out of the bank now. Chazin, let's see. If he's a rich guy, he has a big bank account. He's such a person that could go out and